A Libyan ship carrying 3,000 tons of medications and other humanitarian aid is on its way to Gaza to become the fourth international boat defying Israeli embargo against the coastal strip. In a press conference, the head of the Popular Committee Against Siege announced that the Israeli Navy has intercepted the ship and ordered it to return, but he added that efforts are underway to put pressure on Israel to allow it into Gaza.
The Libyan cargo ship, which has spent 5 days at sea, was supposed to arrive in Gaza this morning. What happened today with the civilian peaceful ship was piracy on part of Israel, but we hope that the ship can make it to Gaza in the next few hours.
Israel's decision to prevent the ship from reaching Gaza was bad news for Gazans who have gathered at the port to welcome the boat.
We condemn this Israeli step, and we are looking forward to receive more Arab boats, and this will step, I think, will continue to receive more Arab boats and international boats. We think we will have another boats from other international countries, as Spain, Turkey, and hopefully from Qatar.
Al Marwa is the name of the Libyan ship, which is the first Arab one to try to break the Israeli blockade. The ship docks now in the Mediterranean opposite the Egyptian port of Al Arish. It is not known how the aid would be allowed into Gaza. International pro-Palestinian activists say that Egypt should break the Israeli siege by opening the Rafah crossing and allow the aid through.
I think Egypt has been shamefully complicit in keeping the siege on Gaza. 2 months ago it did not allow 1 ton of medical aid from Scotland to go through Rafah.
Israel's reason behind its decision not to allow the boat in is that the ship is huge and there might be weaponry on board. But analysts say that Israel aims to tighten the siege and prevent any future boats.
With the Israeli excuse that the ship is very large one and it could have military equipment is not an excuse, it's not acceptable at all, because the Israeli army or the Israeli navy could have searched the ship if there was weapon, as they claim. I believe that the only reason for that is that Israel would keep the siege and sanction against the Gaza Strip, keep more pressure.
Since the summer, international activists have organized 3 trips from Cyprus to Gaza on smaller vessels. Israel did not intercept the activists' boats, which carried some medicine and other supplies. Imposing a tight siege on Gaza's 1.5 million residents, Israel has also prevented the mission of another ship carrying 3,000 tons of medications to the besieged Gazans. This behavior is viewed by Palestinians as piracy. Yusuf Al-Halo, Press TV, Gaza.